We're still listening to Keiko Matsui, but since we're going to be talking about nature in the context of natural disaster, I'm featuring a song entitled Deep Blue. Taking a look at national disasters, and one of the questions that I'm asking is this. When national disaster strikes Americans, is it enough for our president to eventually show up and make a speech and say, I love you? Take a look at what's been happening with wildfires over a number of years. In 2016, we had a wildfire in Tennessee that destroyed nearly 2,000 structures and burned nearly 18,000 acres. It cost about $1 billion. The cost of the damage, the amount of the damage done, was about $1 billion worth. 2015, wildfire in Washington state. Wildfire that brought about damages to the tune of roughly $6 to $8 billion. Wildfire, Yarnell, Arizona, in 2014, there were 19 fatalities. In 2016, Tennessee, there were 14 fatalities. The 2015 fire in Washington brought about 3 fatalities. 2012, fire. Wildfires in Colorado, 6 fatalities. 2016, hurricane hit Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Talking about Hurricane Matthew. 49 fatalities, and they say that the amount of damage was a little over $15 billion. We know that we had a major hurricane to come through and really wreak havoc recently. And of course, President Trump praises the administration's response, and I think that is good when the response is good, when it is good. But here's the thing. It wasn't that long ago that President Trump proposed a budget that called for cuts to some of the federal government's most consequential efforts to prepare states and local communities and to help them recover from catastrophic events such as Harvey. Recently, wasn't that long ago, he proposed a budget that called for major cuts to some of the federal government's most consequential efforts to prepare states and local communities for catastrophic events and cuts that would help them recover from those events. The proposed cuts would include programs run by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, whose new administrator was praised by President Trump in a tweet recently for doing a great job. The proposed cuts would include cuts to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which helps rebuild homes and parks and hospitals and community centers. President Trump's cuts would hit the National Weather Service, which forecasts extreme storms. And his cuts would hit the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, whose research and community engagement help coastal residents prepare for disaster. He wanted to hit these organizations with major financial cuts. These cuts also shift away from President Obama's quote-unquote resilience efforts to prepare for climate change. Now keep in mind that the experts have been letting us know for a number of decades now that the climate change that humans are contributing to will bring about more catastrophic weather events. And President Trump wants to cut. All right. Let's have one more video, one more bit dealing with stress, but from a different angle. We're going to need it. Let's listen to this.
Ever hear that laughter is the best medicine? Well, it's true. Research shows that laughing is a powerful remedy for stress, pain, and social conflict. It can even make you more attractive. When you laugh, your chest muscles and diaphragm contract, forcing air over your vocal cords to create the rhythmic sound of laughter. Your heart beats faster, and the inner lining of your blood vessels dilates, which increases blood flow and sends more oxygen to the rest of your body. You may laugh so hard you cry, or even pee a little. Laughter also triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, which can help relieve pain. In fact, laughter has been shown to ease feelings of depression and anxiety by reducing stress hormones like cortisol and epinephrine. But the best part about laughing? It brings you closer to those around you, especially the opposite sex. Research suggests that women are attracted to men who make them laugh, while men are attracted to women who think they're funny. So giggle a little and laugh a lot. You'll feel better, and that's no joke.
All right, everybody. Let's laugh. Till next time.